Привет! Welcome to our Vinitalo Russian Tour, a series that will air each day, this week only.
Each episode is dedicated to the events being held at the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg
at Borsavini and Vinitaly Russia,
organized by the Erona Fiere
and the Italian Trade Agency,
powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Grab your favorite Italian wine and we will see you in Russia.
If you enjoyed listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production and publication costs.
And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in.
Пока-пока!
This is the Italian Wine Podcast and I'm Rebecca Lawrence, back with our Russian tour series in which I continue to introduce you to the Italian winemakers. The participants of Borsavini and Vinitaly Russia joint events Verona Fiera and the Italian Trade Agency powered by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation scheduled for the end of March this year in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Let me just remind you that we asked wine producers taking part in the B2B sessions in Russia to introduce themselves. Also, they chose one wine that best represents the winery and answered two questions. Why is this wine special for you? And which traditional dish of your region pairs well with this wine. So let's dive in today. We have Azienda Agricole Drios Mario, ITC Wine Company, who represents three projects. Vigna Preziosa Integrale Piane di Mare, Vignolo di Morolino di Scanzano, and Cantino Colomba Bianca. These last two are presented by ItaliB SRL. For the most part, Friuli Venezia Giulia is synonymous with great white wines, especially those produced with indigenous varieties that find their perfect expression on the hills adjacent to the sea. In fact, the first DOC was Collio in 1968. Friuli Venezia Giulia makes some of the best white wines in the country, and the most important areas for wine production are Friuli Grave, Collio, Collio Orientale di Friuli, Insonzo and Carso. We're heading to the extreme northeast corner of Italy, where the Friuli Venezia Giulia DOC zones of Collio and Insonzo have yielded exceptional wines since time immemorial, and where the winery Drios is located. So, our next producer to be introduced, Azienda Agricola Drios Mauro. Mauro Drios, his wife Nadia, their children Dennis, Erica and Valentina, along with grandparents Sergio and Adriana, have made respect for the natural environment the mainstay of their farming philosophy. Mauro Drios is convinced that the quality of berries makes or breaks a great wine. The Drios approach is rational and strives to balance tradition and experimentation. Each variety is planted in a specific site, selected on the basis of its soil profile and unique site climate, while the vinification process seeks to bring out the full terroir's potential. The Drios family farm represents 15 hectares planted on the verdant slopes of Mount Quirin above Cormons and the upper flatlands of the Blue Insonzo River. Both DOC zones produce wines with astonishingly complex sensory profiles, encouraged by perfect exposure to sunlight and ideal climate that is sheltered by the Alps and tempered by breezes from the nearby Adriatic. In the Collio, the gently rolling sandstone and marl hill slopes yield stunningly good, richly fragranced, dry white wines. The mainly limestone-based and alluvial soils of the Insonzo DOC zone produce elegantly refined, refreshingly savoury whites and full-bodied, sumptuously flavoured red wines. The cellar's excellent whites are Pinot Bianco, Friulano, Malvasia, Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon and Chardonnay. The Drios reds are the characterful Merlot and the full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon, a cornucopia of raspberry, blueberry and blackberry forest fruit sensations. Azienda Agricole Drios Mauro pick up the Vignes di Siris for this presentation. A blend of 50% Friulano and 25% Pinot Bianco and Sauvignon grapes. The area is the DOC of Insonzo di Friuli. The soil is gravel and calcareous. It sits at an altitude of 50 to 60 metres above sea level, and the blend is selected at the Siris district of Cormons. A harvest made rigorously by hand, the grapes are soft pressed, must decanted for 24 hours, then fermented for 2 weeks at 18 to 20 degrees Celsius. A part of the wine is matured in steel tanks, the other in tonneau, on its yeasts for about 1 year. After bottling, the wine is aged at least 1 year. It is a golden wine, and the nose is characterized by fruity notes reminiscent of peach, accompanying delicate, spicy, and bread crust notes. There is an exquisite fusion of flavors from the great white grapes of this land. The body is balanced with savory minerality on the palate, followed by a long almond aftertaste.
Hello, I'm America Drews from Drews Winery. We're a family-owned winery located in Friuli Venezia Giulia, in the northeast side of Italy, near the border with Slovenia and around 100 kilometers from Venezia. The winery is situated in Cormons, between the Collio and the Isonzo DOC areas. For generations, my family cultivated the vine in a mixed farm. After my father Mauro finished agricultural school, he decided to focus on the quality wine production and he started to bottle the wine. Today, I would like to present you Vinis Desiris. Vinis Desiris is a symbolic wine for our winery. Vinis is the Friulian for vineyard, and Desiris is the local name of the countryside that surrounds the southwest part of Cormons, where the winery is located. All the grapes are selected from this limited area. The first vintage produced was 1997, when my father decided to obtain a blend from his three favorite varieties. First, Friulano, one of the principal native grape varieties of Friuli Venezia Giulia. Second, Pinot Bianco, which gives the elegance to the wine. And third, Sauvignon, which provides aromaticity to the blend. The resulting wine is characterized by an impeccable equilibrium of ripeness and freshness. Vinis Desiris is particularly suitable for pairing with frico, which is a traditional dish of Friuli Venezia Giulia. Frico is a dish based on cheeses of different aging and potatoes. Sometimes are added also onions. See you soon. Goodbye.
Many thanks to Erica and all the Drews family. Please check out an episode description to find out more information about our guests. And next, I'm pleased to introduce Luca D'Andrea from ITC Wine. ITC Wine is a company based in Venice, which cooperates with various Italian wineries. Its portfolio includes projects such as Vigna Preziosa, Integrale, Pian de Mare. Each project has its own story behind it, and these stories are about different wines, regions, concepts, and consumers, but they are united in the same dedication and passion for what they do. Here, you will find sparkling and natural wines, traditional and innovative approaches, ideas of sustainability and promotion of the territory. But let's hear about it from Luca firsthand.
Hi, this is Luca D'Andrea, and I'm the founder of ITC Wine. ITC Wine is a company based in Venice that represents and work with different Italian wineries. We will present during Vinita di Russia 2020 in Moscow three different wineries. The first one is Vigna Preziosa. Vigna Preziosa is not properly a winery, it's mostly like a project. But it was born from the idea to valorize a territory and its connection with Venice. So we decided to design a bottle that can combine the most famous Italian bubbles, the Prosecco, with the tradition of Venice glass manufacturing to realize something unique that can be recognized and with an absolutely great quality of product.
Thank you, Luca. So here we have some more details for the Brut Premium Prosecco DOC Vigna Preziosa. It is made from 100% Glera in the production area of Treviso. The grapes are harvested in the first 10 days of September. The must is cooled. There is a gentle pressing of the grapes and fermentation is vinified in cement barrels at 16 degrees Celsius to keep the aromatics. The second fermentation takes place in stainless steel tanks using the Charmat method. Alcohol is around 11.5 degrees with a residual sugar of 12 grams per litre. It's a perfect pairing for an aperitif with fish dishes or crustaceans. Before we move on to the next project from ITC Wine, I wanted to mention a little bit about Pet Nat. The term Pet Nat is an abbreviation of Petiot Naturel, translated from the French, meaning a natural sparkling. Indeed, there is a lot of talk about Pet Nat today. They are sparkling wines made using the méthode ancestrale with one fermentation, which begins in a common container at the winery but ends in the bottle. Pet Nat are not intended for long-term storage. They will not develop a special complexity, and there is a bright character that can be quickly lost, as well as the gentle perlage. So it's better to go for the last bottling and not wait more than 2 years. They have become fashionable thanks to the trend for natural wines, with many people liking them for their lack of sulfur, sugar, and low alcohol.
The second one, it's Integrale. This is a small property, and it's a project founded by us, a group of young winemakers with the passion for organic wines. As I mentioned, it's a small property in Asolo Hills, north of Treviso, in Veneto region, like where, let's say, the Prosecco and the Glera are born, but give life to some exceptionally quality grapes, Glera, Raboso, other typical that are not anymore but famous, like Thai, Garganega, Muscata Petit Grands, and others. The pure tradition of the territory, as mentioned, is Prosecco, but we decided to make not only that in our organic version, but as well something out of the normal concept, elaborating two pet nuts, one white and one rosé, with crown cap and natural fermentation in the bottle, without any filtration. A young style, low in alcohol, and extremely delicious. And then the final winery that we are presenting. The final winery is Pian di Mare. It is a small cooperative located in Abruzzo region, south of Pescara, and just a few kilometers away from the sea. Pian di Mare is located in Val di Foro Valley, a unique valley with a microclimate characterized by big thermal excursion between day and night during the ripening season, that gives a unique structure and quality to Montepulciano d'Abruzzo grapes. All our wine growers are dedicating their life to these amazing grapes, but in this valley has low yields and an incredible structure and typicity. I was asked two questions. The first one was to present a little bit the wineries. The second one was, and what is special for me about this wine, but the second one was some dish pairings. So, Vigna Preziosa, it's classic Brut Prosecco. So, the perfect pairing could be the crudité from the sea, that's really typical, but as well some classic Italian aperitivi, salami, cheeses, light cheeses. Integrale, it's a little bit different product, still a Prosecco, two pet nuts. So I will focus a little bit in the pet nuts. Pet nuts are characterized by high acidity, good aromatics, and low alcohol. So this is a kind of really smart wine because many people appreciate absolutely even drink alone with some friends. It's kind of social wine, you know? But many times I can see that can be drunk instead of a beer, you know, an unfiltered beer. Why not? So why not with pizza? Why not with a good pasta? So carbohydrates, it would be a perfect pairing. And then finally, Abruzzo. So Abruzzo, it's a really rich region for typical dishes. And I would like, I'd love to pair the wines of based on Montepulciano with some lamb, some typical rosticini that are typically cooked on the barbecue, on the sticks. So really, the lamb, I think, would be the perfect pairing for the animated wines. Thank you very much. See you soon. Ciao.
The Pian di Mare Montepulciano d'Abruzzo DOC is a red, unoaked wine. The grapes are Montepulciano, and the area is Villa Magna, Chieti, and Abruzzo. There is a long fermentation on the skins at 25 to 30 degrees Celsius for around 2 weeks. It is left in steel tanks for 6 months and in bottle for a further 6 months. It has an intense ruby colour and primary aromas of red fruits and flowers. Typical an intense dark cherry, and in the mouth a great intensity and balance. The alcohol is around 13.5%. And we like to think that this is a wine that is great at any time, but works perfectly with roasted and stewed meat, with ham, salami and cheeses. That's it for the wines from ITC. Thank you, Luca. And to all of those who are still following us. Those of you who are joining us from Russia, don't miss the chance to taste all of these wines during the next Borsa Vini and Vinitaly Russia joint exhibitions in Moscow and St. Petersburg. For other wine lovers and wine professionals, please check out the information in the description to get in touch with the wineries directly. This is our Russian tour, and now I'm going to introduce you to Vinaioli del Morlino di Scanzano. In the heart of Maremma in Tuscany, since 1972, the Vinaioli del Morlino di Scanzano winery joins the efforts of its members to offer wines that are emblematic of this region, its great varieties and traditions. The vineyards are dedicated to the production of Morlino di Scanzano and are located in Maremma on the hills that from Scanzano go to the Tyrrhenian Sea, an area enclosed between two rivers, Ombrone and Albernia. Other vineyards on the way to Monte Amiata, an ancient volcano and its highest peak in Tuscany, and around the ancient village of Petigliano. The vineyards of Vinaioli di Morlino di Scanzano winery can vary greatly in terms of soil and microclimate. They are located between 150 and 300 metres above sea level. The composition of the soil varies even within the same plot of land. They are typically composed of sand and rich in silt, sometimes clay or tufous, with regards to the territory around Petigliano. The grapes gathered from these small plots are vinified separately, thus originating crus and special selections. Today, the winery includes 170 members and 700 hectares of vineyards, which means around 3 hectares per member, allowing each member to take care of his vineyards with the attentive care, still following the direction given throughout the year by the winery. What is interesting is they classify the grapes when they arrive at the winery, so as to reward each member based on the quality of the grapes, and they are among the co-ops in Italy that pay the highest fees to its members. On the other hand, they are also committed to environmental sustainability. Vinaioli di Morlino di Scanzano have certified and reduced the carbon footprint and in general their impact on the environment. And we move on to the wines. From a wide range, it is not easy to choose just one wine. So we have selected the Sangiovese Toscano IGT Vin de Fattore Governo all'Uso Toscano. This is a blend of 95% Sangiovese and 5% Giaggiolo. Trained on spurred cordon anguillo, with a vine density of 4,000 plants per hectare, on sandy and rich silt. The altitude here varies between 60 and 90 metres above sea level, and the age of the vines is somewhere between 5 and 10 years. Ciliegiolo grapes are harvested in mid-September, with Sangiovese in early October. This wine is a new take on the traditional technique called Governo all'Uso Toscano, through the withering of part of the grapes in crates at controlled temperature. So, the grapes are hand-picked in small boxes with holes and left to wither in refrigerated cells in order to lose around 15% of their weight. Sangiovese is vinified at low temperature, a maximum of 27 degrees Celsius, with skin maceration for 4 to 6 days. Then the wine is drawn off and the fermentation is concluded without any further skin contact. After about 4 weeks of withering, the Ciliegiolo grapes are pressed, and once they reach full fermentation, the previously vinified Sangiovese is added. Fermentation continues until the sugars are almost exhausted. Malolactic fermentation takes place naturally at the end of the primary fermentation. It's matured in stainless steel for 3 months on the fine lees, and then refined starting from May of the following year. This wine is at its best within the first 2 years of its vintage. It is an elegant ruby red wine with pleasant notes of red fruits such as plum, blackberries and cherries, and hints of spices. It's medium-bodied, dry, with a round palate and an elegant fruity finish, and soft tannins. It works well with cured meat starters, pasta dishes with meat sauces, and meat main dishes. Last but not least, the Vin di Fattore Sangiovese Toscano IGT wine was awarded the silver medal in 2016 from the Concours Mondiale di Bruxelles. And so now I'll give the floor to the winemaker.
Hello, my name is Suavka Scarso and I'm the communication manager at Vignaioli del Morellino di Scanzano, a winery located in the countryside of Maremma. Today I'd like to talk about Vin del Fattore, which is a wine that is very special for me and for all our team, because it is one of our new projects and at the same time it is inspired by a long tradition of our region. Vin del Fattore is part of a special range within our production called Le Vigne, which we dedicate to single vineyard wines and to special projects like this one. It is inspired by the tradition of Governo Luso Toscano. In the past, during harvest time, farmers would pick the grapes that were ripe and leave on the vines those that were not ready. While the ripe grapes were made into wine, the others were left in the vineyard and picked only after 6-8 weeks of further maturation. At this point, the fermenting must from this round would be added to the first batch. This helped making wines that were softer, rounder, and fruitier, and it was a great way to make the best use of all the grapes. Today we have recovered this old technique, but in a new way. Part of the grapes are selected and left to wither in refrigerated rooms for a few weeks, and then fermented and added to the first batch of the wine. This allows us to guarantee an even higher quality of the wine. As I mentioned, Vin del Fattore has a nice fruity character, and at the same time it shows the elegant personality of the Sangiovese grapes of which it is mostly made, and the fruity character of the Cilegiolo grape. Because of its fruity sip, it can be enjoyed with typical local food like cheese, as well as tortelli maremmani, which is a fresh egg pasta filled with ricotta and spinach and served with meat sauce, but also with stews and steak. And because it's so pleasant to drink, you can even enjoy it by itself, as a so-called meditation wine. We hope that you will enjoy tasting Vin del Fattore and look forward to seeing you soon in Maremma, Tuscany.
Thank you so much to Vignaiolo del Morellino di Scanzano for presenting this wine today. In Russia, the company will be presented by Italy B SRL together with three other producers. One of them is Cantine Colomba Bianca, one of the biggest Sicilian wine cooperatives, 25% of which are organic and vegan wines. As we head towards Sicily, let us be more precise, because we are in the west of this beautiful island. The territory of Colomba Bianca is a mosaic from the territory of Vita, with countryside, wood, torrents, chalky soils, right up to the coastal areas of Mazara del Vallo, with characteristics similar to Africa. Wine growers are taken care of and advised throughout the whole year with the aim of obtaining grapes that express the maximum potential of each terroir. The grapes, after being picked, are transformed according to a severe reservation program and conferred in the 5 wineries, which are all equipped with modern pressing technology. Here, the importance of territory and human relationships remains unchanged. As it was said by Leonardo Tascetta, presidente of the cooperative, Colomba Bianco narrates, through its wines, the story of the people who are part of it. The main white varieties grown here are Grillo, Cataratto, Grecanico, Inzolio, Chardonnay, Viognier, Zibibbo, Fiano, and Sauvignon Blanc. The main red grape varieties are Nero d'Avola, Syrah, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Frappato, Sangiovese, Percone, and Nerello Mascalese. There are more wineries in the group and each one is specialised in processing a specific variety. This gives the possibility to express, at the best, the single qualitative potential of the grapes, the area and the specific microclimates. The Colomba Bianco Winery was founded in 1970 and today is one of the biggest producers of organic wine in Europe. At present, the organic production is around 25% of the total production. There are around 2,480 vine growers, 7,500 hectares of vineyards between the provinces of Trapani, Palermo, Agrigento, Caltanissetta and Ragusa, 1,800 hectares of organic vineyards, 5 wineries and a team of 8 winemakers. There are high-quality projects developed by a team of young enologists in collaboration with the grape growers. What else? Rosé and bubbles, of course. The typical chalky soils of Etna are perfect for bubbles and spectacular rosés. Yeah. Today we are speaking about the Vitese Zibibbo, an organic and vegan wine made of 100% Zibibbo grapes. They're harvested in the second half of September from espalier and guillot-pruned vines at a density of 3,000 plants per hectare. The yield is around 70 quintals per hectare, and they sit at an altitude of 400 metres above sea level. The wines are picked at the end of August. After the grapes are picked, there is a light pressing and the must is clarified at 12 degrees for 24 hours and then fermented at 15 degrees. The Vitesi Zibibbo is a straw yellow coloured wine with golden hues and has a bouquet of aromas made of pleasant fruity notes of almond, apricot, orange blossom and sage. Its flavour is fresh, rich and elegant with a great intensity of aromas and a long finish in the mouth. It has an alcohol content of around 12.5 degrees, and as an aperitif, it is exceptionally well chosen for Mediterranean fish and shellfish dishes. It goes well also with cheeses and is best consumed within the first 1 to 3 years of its life. It has also received several awards, such as the 2018 Concours Mondiale Bruxelles Gold Medal, the Sommelier Wine Awards Gold Medal, Mondus Vini Silver Medal. Here, the voice of the winery.
Roma Bianca is a Sicilian wine growers cooperative located in the west part of the island, basically in the Trapani province. The wines from the Vitesse lines are very interesting. Vitesse is the name of one of the five cellars of Colombo Bianca that is located in the town of Vita and can be found between Salemi and the Vita town, two small towns in Trapani province. Vitesse means of life, which comes from the word life. The translation of Vita is life. The translation of Vita is vineyard. So it's a lovely play of words which binds well to the vitality of the product. The wine as synonym of nature, of joy, and of an organic production.
So to recap, today the wines we've tried are the Vinis di Siris from Azienda Agricole Drios Mauro, Prut Premium Prosecco DOC, Vigna Preziosa, an organic unfiltered Bianco Frizzante by Integrale, Montepulciano d'Abruzzo Pian de Mare, Sangiovese Toscana EGT Van de Fattore Governo Aluso Toscano from Vinaiolo del Morolino di Scanzano, and Vitesse Zibibbo from Co-op Cantina Colombo Bianca. I remind you that the digital catalogue of the events in Russia is available on the Vinitaly International website and a link in the description of these episodes. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in and come back next time for our continuation of the Russian tour on the Italian Wine Podcast.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.